All right, now let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
So we got about 5 inches of snow, about an inch of sleet, knocked it all down, and then a capper of hours and hours of freezing rain.
That stinks.
My cars were all just sealed this morning. I got into them all right. I got to the station, and nothing was plowed since I left yesterday. The walk, the satellite dish, so we didn't have any overnight programming. I don't know what happened to the company that was supposed to do it, but they didn't do it. So my morning's been pretty miserable.
Time to find a new snow removal company.
Nice guy. I just don't know what happened. Before I do anything drastic, I'll have to speak to them. But anyway, I guess more happened to me this morning than happened in sports, except now, I don't know if this happened last night or the night before, but the Duke-Louisville game, was that last night?
That was last night.
And was that, now the headline I see says, number two Duke stuns Louisville with historic comeback.
Yeah, Louisville had the game well in hand. They were up 20 points for most of the game. And I was watching something else flipping back and forth, and then all of a sudden you flip it back and Duke was like 4 points down. You're like, oh man, this team blew it. And yeah, Louisville blew it at home yesterday. To Duke's credit, they came back. To Louisville's demise, they didn't hold on to a huge lead. So a big comeback for Duke yesterday over Louisville on Louisville's court. And also last night, a really good game between LSU and Kentucky. It was a shame that the officials thought that they were bigger than both Kentucky and LSU. Against both teams, a lot of bad fouls were called, putting a couple of guys in foul trouble. Nonetheless, it was a good game. And at the end of the game was a buzzer-beater putback by LSU that determined the outcome of the game. And they had to review it. And I thought for sure that this thing was going to be reviewed and nullified and go to overtime because it was clearly goaltended. Well, just like the NFL, the college basketball has some pretty bad rules. You can review the end of the game shot to see if it beat the clock, but you can't review it for goaltending. And it was clearly goaltending. The ball was halfway still in the cylinder when it was put back in, which is goaltending. And LSU was the lucky recipient of that call, and Kentucky was the team that got the loss because of it. So, it was a great game, and to have the game determined by the outcome that the referees had yesterday was terrible. The crowd was stunned. They couldn't believe the call. And how you can review to see if the clock expired and not review to see if it was a legitimate score is beyond me. Yeah. I just don't get it.
All right. Anything else in sports that rattles
you? Yeah,
the
Mets are trying to screw things up again.
What'd they do?
Jacob DeGrom says he's not going to try to renegotiate his contract during the season, and the Mets agree. So the Mets gave this guy one-year deal this year for $17 million. He wants to renegotiate. He wants to get this done before the season, and the Mets look like they're not obliging him with it. The Mets are idiots. How could you not sign this guy? He's a little older. I think he's 29 or 28.
He's 31.
He's 31. Yeah. I think he's looking for 4 years. Why don't you give it to him? Because you know what? He's going to be 32 next year, and instead of getting 4 years, he's going to get 3 years or 4 years from somebody else, and he's going to walk out the room.
Well, I was listening to a couple of guys on MLB Network talk about this a couple of days ago, and there's two ways of looking at it. If you're the Mets, you just gave him like a $15 million raise for 1 year.
Well, he was underpaid, don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, but then you at the end of the year, if he has another good year, then you
not if he has another good year. You got to reward this guy with more than that. You got to make a commitment to your organization, and the Mets aren't doing it. Do you all of a sudden think that Jacob DeGrom is going to forget how to pitch after the years that he's compiled with the Mets? You need to sign this guy. If this guy wore another team's uniform, if it was the Yankees or another team that is not playing nursemaid with the money, he would have been locked up at the end of last season. The Mets didn't do it, and the Mets are going to pay the price for it.
All right. Let's see. There were two different ways they looked at it, your way and the other way.
There's always two ways to look at it. There's always two ways to look at it. I mean, there's always two ways to look at anything. But being involved in the sport and knowing how the sport works, there's a time when you have to say, I have to open up the bank and I have to pay somebody. And they're not giving him a 10-year contract, folks. He's not looking for that. He's looking for something that is very doable. And the Mets aren't doing it. The Mets are not. He's not looking to be paid until he's 43 years old. He's not trying to do anything like that. The Mets are being unreasonable, and the Mets are going to pay for it. And it's just another reason why the Mets are one of the worst organizations in sports.
All right. And so where else do we go? Speaking about worst organizations in sports, did the Knicks or Rangers play last night?
Oh, yeah. Remember how we said in hockey, how they all win?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They all lost last night.
All right.
The Devils got thumped. They lost 8-3. Just a bad game by the Devils playing St. Louis. Boston beat the Islanders 3-1, and the Rangers got beat as well yesterday. So let me see. I'm just trying to find something out here. Here we go. The Rangers played up in Winnipeg. They lost 4-3, and I'm just trying to make sure. My computer is the only thing slower than anything is my computer. And where is it? Lundqvist played last night. So the night before, 2 days before, guy stops 51 shots, wins a big game, put Lundqvist in the net, Rangers lose.
So
you see a pattern here.
Carolina Panthers, their fullback, Alex Arma, he was coming out to his car, and a guy was trying to steal his car. So what did he do? Well, he detained the guy using a UFC move called an armbar move until the cops came.
Good.
When confronted, the guy told him that he lived in the building and that he was actually admiring the car.
Yeah, he was admiring it, all right.
He's admiring. I think it's great he used the armbar.
Boy, these criminals think of things fast, don't they?
All I thought of when I saw that store was, once again, from the movie, the football movie, I'm going to open up a can of whoop-ass on you, Adam Sandler.
Remember Waterboy?
In Waterboy. Open up a can of whoop-ass on you like the WWE. Oh, this guy used an armbar. You know, many years ago, we got to go to weather, but there's a guy, and I'll leave him unnameless. He worked at a church, okay? And people were someone was stealing from the money box in the church. So this person hid, right? And sure enough, one day this person comes in and goes and starts rifling through the money box. So the guy who worked at the church goes out there and gets into a scuffle with the guy and is holding on to him with one arm. He called the police with the other arm.
That's good.
And he detained the guy. He held the guy.
That's the way you should go.
Oh, gosh, you love those stories. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to go look out back and see if my the lot has been plowed and stuff like that. So that'll end our sports for this morning.
All right. What's today, Wednesday?
Yeah, it seems like Friday.
I know.
But I will speak to you tomorrow, and we'll find some sports. We'll dig something up to talk about.
Well, the Mets showed up yesterday. The Yankees show up today. I'm sure we'll have something to talk about.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.